Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
The Lord God is a sun and shield. He will give grace and mercy. There's no good thing He will withhold from those that walk uprightly. And that's a word for somebody today. And I'm so glad you're tuned to He's Alive Radio. And I'm glad you're tuned in to the program Connected. Such a joy to come to you every day and just bring what God is saying at this time. My special guest today is Pastor Bonnie Rowan. She is the founder of Shepherd's Tent Ministry in Kingwood, West Virginia. Along with her husband, he pastors. They have a congregation there. And God moves prophetically a lot in this house in Kingwood, Shepherd's Tent. She has a word from the Lord, I believe, for you. The last time she was here, we were talking about Mary and Elizabeth and how Mary had to go to the older, had to go to Elizabeth, who was going to birth something new. Zechariah, the old man, was the first one who had a word from God in 400 years. God was speaking through the older generation. And the younger generation to birth their promise had to come under that. We're going to pick up on that topic today. I want to encourage you. When God wants to bless you and promote you, He will have somebody in your life. And somebody is either a seed that you sow into, or they are a harvest for you to reap. God has a word for you today. He's going to place people around you, and you've got to discern who they are and what they are for your life. And we'll be right back after this song.
Right now the sea is troubled, and the night has been so long. Out on the open waters, I'm praying for the dawn.
But I don't have to worry through the storm. Is standing at the wheel.
I'm not afraid to trust Him as I face the raging sea. I don't know what lies ahead, but I know the one who stands by me. Trust Him.
This is not the first storm that He's brought me safely through, and I'm holding to His promise that I'll come through this one too.
Trust Him as
trust
Him. This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, Your Glorious Turnaround, featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
God would hear the cry of a man or a woman or a small group of people, and He would respond. And then there would be this unusual moving of God's Spirit that goes beyond the ability of man, to where there's a sovereignty that takes place, and everything that begins to happen has to be attributed to the hand of God. But it always commences with people that begin to say, God, give us more, Lord. Mm-hmm. Reveal Your glory in the midst of this generation. And we become, as the people of God, we become jealous for the glory of the Lord to be restored.
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your Glorious Turnaround with the Colossinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at HeSAlive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
And Bonnie Rowan, pastor of Shepherd's Tent Ministry and a friend of mine, is with me today here on Connected. And Bonnie, years ago, God birthed this word into you. Because you and I, we're in the last phase of ministry.
Yes.
You know, we started strong. We remained. We've gone through things. You've gone through things.
Yep.
We've stayed the course. And when I read Hebrews chapter 11, it's not about how they started. It's how they finished.
Yes.
How they finished. And He's not the only the author of the beginning, but He's the author of the finisher as well.
Yes.
And how we finish depends on, I believe, how we steady the course and how we stay on course.
Yes.
It's not about just us, but it's leaving something for the next generation.
Yes.
It is. I mean, think about those who died and did not pass a mantle, did not
yes.
pass something on to the next. And what has the Lord been speaking to your heart?
Well, He's been speaking to me about honoring
mm-hmm.
our spiritual parents, honoring even our biological parents.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It's about honor. I don't believe that we can receive the fullness of God, what He has for us, if we don't honor
mm-hmm.
the generation before us. Those ones who have laid their lives down, those who have brought the anointing in, those who have just poured into the younger generation. And I know I've been in this for years, and God spoke to me even when I was very young and said I would birth in my older years. I would birth anew.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what He was talking about back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a good time. I was a Pentecostal fireball.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
seeing the miracles of God. You know, it was Oral Roberts and,
mm-hmm.
and all them. And but he told me that I would birth in my older years, that I would birth once again. And so I think this is why the word is so alive in me about Elizabeth, because it is what God is saying to me, that I'm not dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not ready for the boneyard. I'm ready to press in birth.
Yes, yes. About 30 years ago, Bonnie, a little over 30 years ago, I was sitting in a church, and I went into an open vision. And I looked up, and it was me behind the pulpit.
Wow.
And I can tell you what I was wearing. I was dressed, how my hair looked. And I look at that open vision, and I was preaching the gospel, but I was in my older years.
Wow.
And I knew what God was saying, what I'm going to place in you today. How you live today will determine that prophecy coming to pass in your life. It's how I walk it out. And, you know, between that vision and today, and I'm not even as old as I was in that vision
wow.
yet, but that has steadied me to know no matter what hell brings my way,
yes.
and no matter the losses or the people come, the people go, no matter the persecution, the things you have to suffer,
mm-hmm.
if God's hand is upon you, He is building something in you,
yes.
and that is for the long stay, and that's to pass the mantle to the next generation.
Yes. And that's where God has us now, that we're to pass the mantle. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not finished with it yet, but when we get ready to go, because, you know, I started sitting back and just allowing the young ones to do, and I thought, well, you know, I just got to sit back and let them do it so they'll learn. And I started getting weaker and weaker, losing my anointing, and I went into prayer, And God says, get up out of the grave and begin to work with your young ones. You're not ready to die yet. You're not in the grave yet. You're to impart into them and work alongside them. Give them your anointing by going ahead and preaching and having them to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit back and allow them to do it all.
No. No. In fact, we have this mindset, and this is religion, that if you want to reach the young people, you bring in a young preacher. If you want to bring reach the middle age, you bring in a middle-aged preacher. And if you want to reach the old, you'll bring in an old preacher.
Yeah.
And we've had that mindset, and that is so ridiculous. You know, Paul told Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth. In
exactly.
other words, you can preach to the old people because you're young.
Yes.
And not only that, but who else? It says the older women teach the younger women.
Yes, it's the word of God.
That's what the word of God
says. That's the word says.
It didn't
that.
Say the younger teach the younger. It said the older. So I believe we're in a time that many are quitting, they're giving up, they're getting weaker because they are assuming that they're not the right package for what people are wanting today.
And they may not be for what the people want today. Some people doesn't want that today. Some, you know, they want something different.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're faithful to God, we stay faithful, we stay in our journey, and we keep going forward, God will bring the people to us that wants our mentoring, because there's coming a day, and it's not far off, they're going to be running to the older ones that's got the wisdom to help them, because
mm-hmm.
they're not going to have a lot of the things in the world that they think they're going to have.
And I'm speaking prophetically right now. When you go to the book of Genesis and you read the story about Lot and Abraham, there was too many things. There were too much
uh-huh.
going on for them to abide together.
Yes.
Their herdsmen were in bickering
yes.
With each other, and so they had to separate themselves.
Yes.
And what happened? Lot, he looked, and he took the choice land.
Mm-hmm.
He took, out of his maturity, he took where he saw the springs. He took where he saw the fertile ground and let Abraham have the other. What he should have done is release the herdsmen.
Yes.
But no, he had to have his own little kingdom too. He had
yes.
to have his own little ministry too. He had to do his own thing too.
Yes.
He should have released the herdsmen and said, you go wherever you want to go. I'm going to cleave to Abraham. He's the man of promise.
Uh-huh.
And if he would have done that, he would not have been destroyed. And here was a fact that was so funny. God told Abraham, wherever you put your foot, wherever it trods, I'm going to give you that land. He really let Lot have it, but it all belonged to Abraham anyhow.
Yes.
And so if he would have just gone with Abraham,
yes.
stood with the older, released his little followers, released his herdmen, let them have what they needed to have and get started in a new life and cleave to Abraham,
yes.
his family would not have produced the Moabites.
Oh, yes.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
From this incest that happened as a result, his wife wouldn't have turned into a pillar of salt.
No, and it's still going on today.
And it's still going on today.
Today.
Yeah. And so what we're having today is we're having people, they're looking for Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, something
they're looking,
already finished, something and it looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks good.
Looks right.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So what we need to do is go after what God is saying to go after.
Yes.
Mm. You had something, and we'll have to talk about this at another time. I took up too much time. But there are different paradigms in the scripture, not only Mary and Elizabeth. I mean, Mary and Elizabeth, what a story that is, about how Mary had to serve Elizabeth.
Yes, but David and Solomon,
mm-hmm.
another story of honor.
Yeah.
How Solomon honored his father. You know, Sharon, when Solomon got the temple built, everything was finished. Before he even went and got the presence of God, before he went after the Ark of Covenant, he put the things of his father that his father had dedicated, King David dedicated to the temple. He made sure those things was brought in the temple first. He honored his dad's anointing, his vision for the temple.
Mm-hmm.
He brought that in to the temple, and then he went after the Ark of Covenant, the presence of God. It made it complete because he honored his father.
Yes. Well, Solomon would not have had all those riches if it wasn't for his father.
Right.
His dad already had the treasury
exactly.
built up.
Exactly.
And so for him to say, you know, I, Pop is gone. You know, Daddy, he's gone.
Yeah.
That was his time. I need to make it more for my generation. What would have happened?
I don't think he would have had the presence of God in the temple. You know, the presence of God was so strong in the temple, they couldn't stand on their feet. The queen came to see all this stuff that he had because she had heard that he was so rich and he had all the fame. And because of what he had, she gave him more.
Yeah.
She poured into him. God got a hold of her heart, said her spirit left her.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't even saved, but she was, I don't think. No. She was praising God. She was praising the Lord for what Solomon had.
Yes.
And it came from David's loins. It came from his father's loins.
Mm.
Came from his vision. Came from his heart. Because he always, God said he had a heart to build the temple. He had a heart for that. But he couldn't because he was in so much warfare all the time. Trying to fight. He was fighting off the demons so the next generation could come in and enjoy the temple.
Yes.
He was doing warfare for the next generation.
Mm. And that's where we are right now. I mean, we're going through
a lot
of warfare.
We're doing warfare. Hey, you young ones, we're doing warfare for you.
Yes, we are. Honor, 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 honor.
Yes.
I loved John Bevere's book, and I would recommend anybody getting it, reading it, Honor's Reward.
Yes.
There is a reward for honor. Jesus, you know, he honored his father.
Yes.
He honored his mother at Cana Galilee. It was not his time. If Jesus said it wasn't his time, it wasn't his time.
Right.
But he honored his mother. He honored his mother. Oh, we'll be back and we'll pray.
He can still see the tears in his father's eyes when he turned and walked out the door. He can still hear the hurt in a trembling voice saying, "Son, please don't go." But he wanted more. He longed for bright lights to make his mark, to live his own life. He never planned on a time it would fall apart, but the world can change in a day. He never planned that his heart would want to go back home, and he wondered what his father would say, but tears filled his eyes when he found arms open wide. This is what mercy does. This is how a father loves. He offers father's arms as he covered the shame of my every sin, and I'm still amazed that he gives me his grace. This is what mercy does. This is how a father loves. He offers what is deserved. This is how forgiveness feels.
Bonnie, we are talking about honor, and there are people hurting right now because of dishonor. Because of dishonor.
Yes.
I was getting out of the car in a parking lot before I went to buy my groceries, and I heard this woman yelling at her grandmother. Grandma, lift your leg up. Get the, you know, how to get in the van. And the feeble lady was trying, and she was yelling at her, wanting to hurry her to hurry up and get into the van. I got in my flesh, almost went over there and grabbed this girl and give her a good talking to, but I thought, no, it wouldn't make a difference because this old lady is dependent on this woman who is not honoring her.
Yes.
That happens all the time.
Yes, it does.
And I mean it in the churches where the pastors are not honored. They're talked to disrespectfully.
Yes.
The preachers are disrespected. It happens in every aspect of life where there's dishonor. And dishonor will bring a curse upon us.
Yes.
Pray for those who have been abused by dishonor. Would you do that?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you and praise you that you are sending your anointing, your heart of mercy to these ones, Lord, that feel used. They feel discouraged. They feel that they have no honor anymore because maybe they can't do what they did. They can't give what they did when they were young. Father, I just ask you to have your hand upon these people, those ones, Father God, that just feel so distraught with where they're at today. Lord, I pray that something rises up in them and they say, I have a heavenly Father no matter what, no matter what, no matter what happens to me, no matter what is spoken to me, no matter how I'm treated, I have a heavenly Father that loves me. Lord, I send your love right now in Jesus' name to those ones who feel
Lord.
Used and abused and dishonored. I pray for honor to fall upon them, Lord.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And we give you the praise
you,
for it right now,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We thank you,
praise
Lord, for healing Father. The hearts.
Yes.
And
Lord.
Waking up those, Lord, that have not honored you.
Yes.
That have not honored you. He says, honor the Lord.
Yes.
Honor the Lord with your substance. And there's those who you have not blessed the house of God.
Yes.
You're not tithing. You're not giving to the work of God. And honor is in our giving.
Yes.
You need to support your churches. You need to be faithful. And sometimes honor is not to be dishonoring.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we need to learn that. Father, help us because, God, our promotion comes through honor.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Long life comes through honor.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give us an invitation to be at your church, Pastor Bonnie.
Okay. Everybody's welcome. at Shepherd's Tent Ministries Training Center. It is on Route 26, coming off of 7, going south, about 4 miles out of Kingwood on the left-hand side of the road. Shepherd's Tent Ministries. Everybody welcome to come out and have a good time in the Lord with us.
Amen. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536.